Welcome back to another edition of the Big D Radio Show this Thursday, March 30th, 2017. We've got a huge show for you tonight. Lots of guests going to be in here.
Say right, man.
Huge! Huge show! First, we're going to tell you about upcoming Live 95.5 Battle of the Bands, April 29th and 30th at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. Two-day event. It's going to be a great event. We've got bands already getting lined up. We're going to have a place for the kids. We're going to have booths for arts and crafts, car show, food vendors. It's going to be great. So check out our Facebook page on Live 95.5 and Live, I think it's live95colman.com. So check it out. You can Google that.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, we'll keep you updated, and it's going to be a huge event. Bring your family out. Just have a good time that weekend. As always, the one and only Pastor Bobby Hill of New Life Church.
That's me, baby.
Here on the Big D Radio Show. How are you, Bobby?
I am fantastic.
Good to have you back. Yes. I know last week you were out. We had Pastor Dwayne Harbison here from Renovation Church. And
yes.
You were out in the big state of Texas. Why don't you tell us what was going on over in Texas?
Oh, yeah, man. We was out at a conference. We're part of a network of churches that's their offices out there, and they have a conference every year, the Epic Conference. The gospel changes everything.
Amen.
So we was there with several other folks from across the country, and it was just a wonderful time we had together.
Wow.
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell me what's on your mind this week, brother.
Well, yeah, man, you know, just thinking about all that, and once again, just continuing to think about the church and our culture and, you know, the country and where we are, and you know, just attempting to think about the reality of the church and how that our reality here upon this earth is determined out of who Christ is. And I just continue to think about that, because so many times it's like the world, we want to tend to think that's our reality, and it's really not. It's this world is temporary, and our reality as Christians, as the church, is eternal. And that is in the eternal purpose of Jesus Christ. And so just continue to think along that line. Just this week, the thing that I was thinking about is how there is a wisdom of God and there's a wisdom of the world. And being in this world as Christians, many times I think we tend to depend on the wisdom of the world too much.
I agree.
I mean, it makes good sense. It's good rationale. And yet, you know, when we really understand the heart of God, and I just looking at some scriptures out of 1 Corinthians, says God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness, our sanctification and redemption. So my thought is just to encourage the church to constantly be tuned into the wisdom of God. As we confront this world and all of its troubles, its obstacles, its difficulties, its tragedies, as we encounter that, we can only be effective if we are tuned in to the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of the world. And so just remembering that, that we receive that wisdom through a revelation of the Holy Spirit who abides within us continually. So just thinking in those terms, and I just say a prayer to get started if that's good.
Yes, let's do it.
And so, Father, we're thankful to you that you have given us your wisdom. You've revealed to us things that are of you, things that are of the future, things that are pertinent and relevant to our current situation in this present world. And we are depending solely upon you to guide us and direct us and to fill us with yourself. In the power of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And you know, and it's just something that we talk about every week, Bobby, is that we tend to get caught up in the world way too much. And most people focus on the negative.
Yes.
And they get caught up in that negativity, mm-hmm. not wanting to see the light, or getting too caught up in it, they don't know anything else to think.
Exactly.
And but to know that the word is out there every single day, mm-hmm. it's available to them. And we often wonder why they don't seek that light.
Absolutely.
You know, He is the Almighty.
Yes.
He's here for us every single moment of our life.
Absolutely.
And it's our opportunity to accept Him, to have that eternal life, mm-hmm. to know we're going to a better place. But even while we're here, mm-hmm. to know His love and comfort
yes.
is there. And we can have that. And, yeah. and stay away from the negativity. Because it's going to get you nowhere.
Absolutely. And you're talking about some of my most favorite things. I mean, you know, John 17:3 says, you know, eternal life is to know God and the Christ whom He sent. And that's what you're talking about. That's present now. I mean, there is a future to that. But, man, the greatest thing for us today is that we can actually know God.
Exactly.
We can know Him. Not just know about Him. We can know Him because His Spirit is within us.
Exactly.
And that's the rest of that. And before I was reading in Corinthians, it goes on there in just a few more verses. That's what I love. It says, the Spirit of God searches the depths of God and knows everything there is to know about God. And the Holy Spirit, who is God and knows everything there is to know about God, is within us.
Exactly.
And He's revealing Him to us.
So, and I think what people need to realize is that He knows your situation already
yes.
before it even happens.
Yes, absolutely.
So, He's your comforter. You know, and it's not that God wants to just be with you. He wants an intimate, personal relationship
yes.
with you.
He wants to be our Father like a wholesome Father is. Yes.
Place Him first
yes.
and everything else will come into place.
Yes. Absolutely. Totally. That is good stuff.
Man, that just fires me up.
Yeah. Great day. And I just came out of Bankhead Forest. A friend and I took our kids, the grandkids over there, spent the night last night. And
I bet that was
it
fun.
Is majestic. Man, if you've never been to spend the night in Bankhead Forest.
I have not.
You're just, oh, man, it's incredible. Just, it's really majestic. That's the only word I have for it.
Because, you know, whether you're there to see that view or whether you're down at the beach to see that
yes.
sunset
yes.
in Gatlinburg, you know, there's so many places
yes.
that you can just see the creation that He created
yeah.
in a perfect kind of
yeah.
way, and all He done was spoke it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He spoke it into place.
So many times I look at something like you're saying, and I just see God saying, I did this.
Exactly. And it's just incredible.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is. So,
yeah, well, Bobby, man. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, man.
Dropping
yeah.
by.
Glad to be here. I love it.
We will see you again next
yes.
week. We've just got a ton of folks in here. Coming up
yes,
next
sir.
Is going to be Brian and Jennifer Collins. They're the owners of Jewelers Cut Coleman. And we're going to talk about their jewelry store, how great it is, and let them kind of tell you what kind of deals they have and what they exactly do over there. Bobby, I love you, brother.
Love you, man.
And we will see you on Sunday, and then we will see you on next Thursday. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
He's on my side.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba,
cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
I guess that's how you know it's live radio, huh?
It is live radio. How about that? Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Our next guest, Brian and Jennifer Collins. They're the owners of Jewelers Cut Coleman on Highway 31 South, just a few feet above the Burger King right there. So welcome into the Big D Radio Show.
Oh, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So look, all we want to do, we want to find out exactly what you do with the business over there, some of the things that you carry. And I know price-wise, it's just a great place to shop price-wise. And we know that you offer some of the financing, so maybe you can tell us first about financing options.
Yeah, we have a couple of different financing options. We have for credit challenge folks, we generally can get them financed. And, of course, we have layaway that has been a really big thing for us. And we also have another financing program that we do that gets folks up to 24 months with no interest. And the payments are very affordable.
That's awesome. So, Jennifer, if you want to jump in and just kind of tell us all the products that you carry down there.
We carry a great deal from gift items, starting for kids, $5 earrings, up to an engagement ring. I mean, there's a large, from silver to gold to stainless steel, pretty much anything in the jewelry category that you're looking for, we carry.
So the whole stainless steel, I love that. I mean, that's some really good stuff.
It doesn't tarnish. It keeps your price point low, and they're great-looking pieces.
It really is.
Yeah. We've got really good prices on our stainless. We imported that directly from China, so we can offer folks really good values on that. We do a lot of, in the store, we do a lot of, like as Jennifer said, engagement rings, wedding sets, things like that. If you don't see what you're looking for in our store, we have a website that has over 5,000 items on it. We do quite a bit of custom pieces where people have an idea, or, for example, someone sent us a picture of a ring that they saw at one of the chain stores in the mall, a designer piece, and we found something very similar to that and saved them probably $5,000 or $6,000 on a big piece.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different things that we can do and put together for folks.
Now, as far as custom made jewelry, what all do you do? Is it rings, necklaces, bracelets, or what does that cover?
Well, pretty much rings. I'm just trying to think. We've done some bracelets and things like that as well, but mainly folks are looking for a particular style. Maybe they're seeing on TV or in a mall or possibly even online. And so if they can just give us an idea on what they're looking for, we generally can find a semi-mount, a mounting, and then match it up with the diamond. We try to only sell GIA, which is Gemological Institute of America, certified diamonds. That way, whatever the grading is what you get. You don't have to trust us or anybody else. GIA is the most respected certification lab in the world, actually.
Right, so actually now when I've been down there, I've actually seen people walk in wanting to sell gold and or silver. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely do buy gold and silver. It could be scrap. It could be broken. It could be new, and folks just need to cash it in for whatever reason. I actually bought a gold cap today. So it's a combination of different things that we get in, and we offer folks, I think, very fair prices. We've got a great reputation with the people to come in. They come in on a regular basis, so They come back to see us, which I think is very important.
It is. So, just from my own knowledge, now when you're buying gold or silver, is this by the ounce that you get paid, or how does that
work? We do it by the gram, and we base it on whatever the day's price is, and it varies from day to day. It varies from piece. It varies from the carat of gold that the item actually is. Sometimes if an item has certain amount of diamonds or diamonds, that's something that we could use, you tend to get more money for it. But the thing is that I try to tell folks all the time, just come in and let us take a look at it. We'll be glad to give you a fair offer on it.
That's awesome. So, and also you're part of the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page as a sponsor on there. And some of the things that we've given away over the past is the Mickey Mouse watches, which it's incredible. So look, whenever I've done a giveaway for a Mickey Mouse watch, thousands upon thousands of hits within an hour or two. It's just incredible. So, and I think that you told me that you actually had these for a very long time, and these are very unique Mickey Mouse watches.
Yeah, they're brand new watches that are 25 years old. I was a rep in the mid-90s for a company, and I ended up with these watches, and they sat in a box forever, and my lovely wife tried to get me to get rid of them for many reasons, and I just ignored it, and I just kept them. And then when we opened the store, I was like, hey, we got these watches. So we had all, new batteries put in them, and they're great value. There's a people collect them, and they're really, really neat. Now, we've sold them to, people that are in their 50s, and then we've sold them to someone, for their little granddaughter or something like that. So it's a nice little – it's something different that you're not going to see in every jewelry store. In fact, you're probably not going to see them in any jewelry store, to be totally honest. But
and Mickey is universal.
That's right.
Because, I've had people call me on the giveaways about, I had one just like that when I was a kid. Yeah. 40 years ago.
That's right.
So how many do you have left at the store?
I think I was looking through them today. We probably have about 10 left of various styles. We had more styles, but the musical part of it didn't work anymore, and I just didn't feel like we could sell it. It works, but the musical part doesn't work.
So all the listeners out there, you better go now, because there's only like 10 left. You better grab them. So when we talk about jewelry repair, are you doing this on site yourself?
No, we have someone that works with us on that, but we've shopped. We definitely have the best prices in town, and we're very quick on getting service done. We do a great job with it. People ask, well, what if I bought it somewhere else? It doesn't make any difference where you bought it.
Right.
It really doesn't. We'll be happy to help you with it. We have a special that actually is going to run. We've run it all through the month of March, and that was $19 to size a ring up the first size, and $8 for each additional. That'll be good through tomorrow, and then we'll run another special coming up in April to kind of introduce people to the fact that we do that. People are really pleased, and again, people come in and they get their repairs done and they bring more things back. So that tells us that we're definitely on the right track. We're treating people fairly as far as pricing is concerned and doing a very good job for them.
Excellent. So Jennifer, can you tell us the number there, and also what else was I going to ask you?
Well, the hours
of operation.
We're there Monday through Friday from 10:30 to 5. And then our website, obviously, 24/7, is jewelerscut.com or jcut.co is the shortcut.
Okay. And your phone number?
The phone number is 256-620-5803.
Check them out. It's Jewelers Cut Coleman, 31 South. It's just right there in the strip mall on the very end, right there by a hospital discount pharmacy, I believe. So make sure, check them out, go down there, buy some jewelry. They are great people, but mainly they're honest with you, and they're going to give you the value that they can. And just great people, and I appreciate y'all being on the Big Radio Show.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we'll find out when we get back. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. It's Coleman's Independent Radio.
From the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman. If you're like me,
Your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show, hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you creative design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. Our next guest, Rachel Bryant, Karma in Coleman.
Yes,
it is finally nice to meet you. So you have this Facebook page, and you know, because I see it all the time, and you know, and I'm like, the incredible things that you do for this community is unbelievable.
Thank you.
And I have kept up with you from the very beginning, and it just humbles me for the things that you do for this community. It's just it's unbelievable. And we're getting some background, some Yeah, there we go.
That's what happens when you invite 20 people to the lobby.
Well, you know.
The lobby's not that big.
We need to expand.
I learned sign language out there so that we wouldn't talk.
So, Rachel, why don't you just go ahead and tell the listeners about Carmen Coleman? Because, I mean, you have such a huge following on Facebook with this. It's just unbelievable. It's every day, 7 days a week, that I see somebody reaching out to you.
Yeah. Well, we're just really a group of people who want to make the world a little bit better place, and we do it one small town at a time. We started in 2013. From a very bad point in my life, and it has saved me.
That's awesome. So why don't you tell us some of the services that you provide?
Well, we do many different things. We do have a food pantry, clothing closet, furniture assistance. Everything we do free of charge. We don't, we just don't believe in charging for anything that we do. We have several projects throughout the year. Last year, we were able to help 125 kids go back to school with 5 outfits of clothes,
wow,
shoes, backpacks, supplies. And every year, we help around 300 children have Christmas.
That is incredible. Now, do you take donations from individuals? Or are you getting donations from any companies that help you out?
No companies. These are all our supporters. A lot of them are from Facebook, and we love them. We call them our Karma family.
There you go. Now, you're located on 157 Highway back behind Jet Pep. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how often is your food bank open?
We're open. We've been known to be open 7 days a week, if that, you know, because hunger doesn't know office hours. But we are there Monday through Friday, 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm. So do you have people just coming in daily needing help?
It's getting it's just that time of the year where it just gets worse, and it's very heartbreaking.
It is, but it puts a smile on my face every time when I go to your page and I see the people that you're helping. And because it's such a tough world out there.
It is.
And people have hard times every single day.
Yeah.
And to know that they have a place in Coleman that they can go to and to come to your place and have food and clothing is just incredible. And I know they appreciate everything that you do.
Right. Well, you know, I'm just the first person. Without our supporters from Facebook and in the community, we couldn't do what we do. It's those donations that those people trust us with that is how we help our community. So it really, all the stuff, credit should go to them.
So for all the listeners, kind of let them know what you need today and tomorrow as far as donations go.
Always food. Food is amazing.
So now,
non-perishable food items. Soups, chilies, canned meat, tuna, mac and cheese. Those things are perfect.
Excellent.
We always need clothing. Right now, we always start about 6 months in advance on a project. So right now, we're looking for gently used children's clothing.
Okay.
So that when our back to school project rolls around, we'll have a good selection, because we never know how many families or kids will have sign up. So
when they come in, they can just go basically pick the clothes that they want. So how it goes?
Yeah. We tried it a different way the first year, and you know, I'm not what I think is cute and what a 16-year-old thinks is cute.
Exactly.
Evidently not the same things, because so now that we've got the location and everything, they can come in and shop. Moms and dads can come in and help them.
So we're talking pants, shirts, shoes, socks,
all of that. We also are putting together a suicide awareness walk in September, and we're looking for support for the community. Any businesses that's interested in sponsoring, please contact us.
Okay.
As I'm sure everyone in the listening area knows, we've had a huge rise.
Oh yeah, incredible.
And we need to show support to those who have lost loved ones, and more importantly, we need to show support to those who are fighting on a daily basis.
Exactly, it's just incredible, and I know it's the tough times,
it goes hand in hand. It really does.
So if you'll just keep us updated, we'll make sure that we put that on the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page.
Most definitely.
And we will continue to talk about it here on Live 95.5 also. We can get you all the help that you can get.
That would be amazing.
So it's been great having you on.
Well, thank you
and
so much.
Here and everything. And, you know, I just love your incredible following that you have on Facebook.
Oh, we have amazing. The Grima family is awesome. And I couldn't do this without my admins. I got to give them a shout out. Marie, Evie, Jenny, Rana, and my family who put up with Karma as a second child. You know, they
exactly.
say it's their sibling.
Exactly.
Because I put so much effort into it.
Well, it's a great sibling. So
yes.
God bless you for
Thank
everything
you.
That you do. The city of Coleman, the county of Coleman appreciates everything.
Well, thank you.
And feel free to come back to the Big D Radio Show anytime you have an event coming up.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it here on the air.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. That's Rachel Bryant with Karma in Coleman. Make sure you go out to her location on 157 Highway and make some donations. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, 5 minutes after 7 tonight, 65 degrees, pretty heavy storms. Kind of back off to our west, still a chance for strong to severe storms overnight, but the tornado risk is pretty low, which is why we're not really talking about it. Could have some lightning, some heavy wind like we had earlier today. In fact, right now, checking in with Coleman Electric Co-op, we've got 941 people reported without power and about 40 outages across the county, so good luck to those guys to get all of that restored. If you're without power, well, you can always go out to your car and, you know, tune us back in. Or if you happen to be driving home right now and you get home, you have no power, you won't be bored. Just go back out to your car and tune back in. In the middle of the Big D Radio Show, let's have back at it.
What a drag it is getting old.
Sucks to get old, doesn't it, Big D?
Yes, it does.
But I love the Rolling Stones, and that's all that matters. Along with Kiss, by the way. Look, welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. My guest now is Susan Evans, along with Lee Johnson. And let me just kind of give you an update with Lee Johnson. Lee Johnson was in a car accident several years ago and had a traumatic brain injury. And probably not a very good thing at the time, thinking that he probably wouldn't make it. But Lee Johnson is a survivor, and he's come a long way, living on his own. And we just wanted to kind of tell Coleman about the traumatic brain injury and speak with Susan and Lee both. So thank you both for being on the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Susan, if you would like to go ahead and start off and maybe ask Lee some questions, and let's kind of get some information.
Awesome. Okay, Lee, so he's already told him you've had a car accident.
Yes.
How old were you?
Brain injury.
Right. And how old were you when you were in a car wreck?
I was 8 years old.
All right, and how old are you now?
I'm 44.
All right, so it's been a few years.
Yeah, a couple years.
Okay. In this car wreck you're in, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, this was back in 1980, and at the time I was told that I was coming down to be with my daddy because my mother lived up in Huntsville, and during breaks out of school, I got to be with my daddy, and we were coming down the road on the Eva Highway, and we were just then rounding a bend where a side road come on to the Eva Road. And the driver of the pickup truck, he must have not have seen us, but that's where we had the accident, which sent me to the hospital in coma for over 9 weeks.
Right, because you hit your head, it put you into the dashboard.
Yes, because it put me in the dashboard, and I was the worst one in the car hurt.
Okay. So as you were growing up, how did that affect you, having a traumatic brain injury, or a, typically we call that a TBI?
Right.
Yeah. Well, at first I was confused, that's the word. I was real confused in how I got here and what has happened, but I've learned that that's just part of life. To me, it is.
Right.
And the serious part didn't actually hit me until high school. That is back when all the teenagers and everything was going out, having fun, just going out to hang out and meet other people from other schools and get boyfriends and girlfriends all in together. And that really took a toll on my life because all I could do is sit at home and do nothing when I thought in my head about how much fun they were having out of school.
Right.
Absolutely. So did you struggle with being angry, and if so, what has helped to motivate you to keep on going?
Well, the first is I was just so confused in what I was gonna do, but I finally found the Lord.
Amen, and, brother.
And he directed me into the right way that I should go. I began off after I graduated from high school. I went on and finished high school. Then I come out in the workforce, and I knew that I wasn't going to make my first million off of running plates.
I haven't either.
Neither.
And I went to Wallace State to find some occupation there, and it was drafting at first, and I go in thinking that this is a job and this I'll get paid highly for, but somehow that didn't work out, so I had enough courage in me to go back to school and go into horticulture, and that's dealing with plants and how you fertilize them and all of that. And I told myself, well, nobody can fire me for playing in the mud. but somehow they laid me off from there, and I was very confused then. And that sent me back home about a year or two, and I was just spent my time wondering in what to do next. And so I go on back to school into human service to try and find out what they were thinking when they laid me off, because I don't know
right. What
they were thinking.
Right. All right. So you've had some education behind you. You've gone to school, which is very, as you said, brave. I mean,
exactly.
To go back and keep going and not be defeated is huge. And you've told us that God was the answer for that.
Amen.
He was the one telling you and helping you through this. So, I know we're getting shorter on time, Lee, so let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
I want to know what brings a smile to your face.
Well, the first of all is God. If it weren't for Him, none of this would exist.
That's right.
Okay.
Not us talking together.
Right.
And
all right, and I'm going to skip up a little bit. What would you like others to know, Lee, when they're talking or working with someone who has a disability or, like yourself, has a traumatic brain injury? How do you want them to treat you or to treat others?
Well, I want to say that in no matter what case you're in or how people perceive for you to be, that we're all regular. Mm-hmm. And even though this may take me a little while to go through, and it may make me a little slow in learning, I will get there, and whoever it is that may have the same situation as I do, don't worry, they'll get there. By God's grace, they will be there one day.
Amen. It's just incredible for me, Susan, just not only to hear Lee and what he has to say and his partake on life, but to see the courage that he has to further his education, to know that life is still good.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's just, and
you know, for all the listeners know, they know I own Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. We travel all over the place. And actually, Lee is part of the crew with Cosmic Sound. And he travels with us and does lighting and all kind of things for us right beside Big D. And he's an incredibly talented man. He's a brave young man. And he's a man that has never given up on life. Even when things can get him down, or Susan, you and I, you know, he's had that courage to stand up. And if every person in this world had the same sentiment in life, and the future that they can see could be brighter like he does, it'd be a whole lot better place.
Absolutely. I agree.
So, Lee, we want to thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show. And Susan, thank you so much for being with Lee and asking him these questions. And both of you are welcome back anytime. I love you, brother.
Thank you. I love you, too.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Next is going to be Flourish, a nonprofit organization that has been created here recently here in Coleman, and we're going to talk to those. You're listening to Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
I sit and watch the children play.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5, bringing you Creative Design. They integrate cutting-edge graphic design into a high-volume printing operation, combining state-of-the-art technology with the artistic human element. Creative Design offers vehicle wraps, signs, banners, jerseys, and printed shirts of all kinds, hats, and so much more. They are the premier printers for Cosmic Sound, Live 95.5 and the Big D Radio Show. Let Tina Walters at Creative Design help you with your purchase and design. You can find them on Facebook, Creative Design, 256-734-7242. That's 256-734-7242.
don't know if it's really on your side tonight or not.
It's not tonight, by the way. But I love that song, though. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We have Susan Evans and Melissa Dew, the executive director of Flourish. And so Flourish is a nonprofit organization that just started last year, 2016.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, why don't you tell us about Flourish and what all you do?
Okay. We are a nonprofit organization that works with people with developmental disabilities from 16 years old and up. We all worked in special education and mm-hmm. saw a lot of these young folks graduating and then going home and not doing anything, and the rate of depression for them is skyrockets.
Can imagine.
So, you know, we go in and we help them dream a dream. We help them to see that there is hope out there. It's not just sitting at home and playing the video games. It's getting out. We do social groups where we meet once a week, and it might be at Goat Island, it might be at Karma's Coffee House, it might be going to the movies, but we go out as a group of people. We also have counseling and life coaches, so mom and dad don't necessarily have to say, hey, you need to clean that room up, you need to do this. We come in as their friends, and we help teach them to be successful in those life goals. But then we also help with jobs.
So, Susan, with a life coach, and exactly what do you talk to them about?
Well, I go in with them, and I just talk to them about, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? And so we set up goals, and whether that's to find a job, be healthier, how do they you know, do their finances? I will sit down there and sit down with them, teach them how to do it, because ultimately their goal is to be independent.
Right.
And things that we've learned along the way that came naturally, or we may have had, were just easier for us at times. They need to have it at a little bit slower rate. But broken down, but so they can feel accomplished and be validated as a person.
Okay.
So I go in and I help them reach their goals.
So, Melissa, how many are you actually dealing with right now, whether we want to call them clients or whatever they
are?
Participants. Okay.
That's what we call them.
So how many do you actually work with right now?
Right now we have about 14 people on our caseload, and we also have a component where we work with vocational rehab using the milestones. And, like, when we refer people to vocational rehab and they are eligible for milestones, they send them back to us, and they pay us according to each milestone. And that's helping them to get a job. So we go through a discovery process where we figure out, you know, what is it that they want to do. And then we go with them on job tries and on interviews, and we get that set up for them. But then we get them the job. Then we go in with them to that job, and we help them to learn that job, and we teach those employers how to deal with this person to be an effective part of their team. And we also work with other employees that helps mm-hmm. facilitate success for our participants.
So can you tell me, Susan, some of the local employers that have possibly you've used already?
We haven't really got to that step yet. But Melissa probably knows more of who, because she is out pounding the pavement.
Every day.
So can you tell us maybe some of the employees that you're aiming at now?
Brooks Place has actually said that they would take a participant to do filing and things like that. We've had some veterinary offices that said that they would take on for some job tries, some like a warehouse discount, yeah. Those kind of places like that. Some restaurants have said that they would be willing to entertain the idea. Walgreens is another big, it's a nationwide push for them to mm-hmm. hire people with, we like to say, different abilities instead of
exactly.
disabilities.
Yeah.
So,
is there so many hours that they can actually work in a day doing this?
We actually work with them, and if they're drawing a disability check, we actually have them with a person from the disability people that tells them exactly how much they can make without losing their benefits.
Got you.
But some want to get away from that. Some mm-hmm. wants to get in and be a very vital part of our society. So we want to encourage that. We want to help them to dream, because a lot of times they've not had that dream that they can be successful. So we facilitate that.
So how many are there in Florist maybe that can actually go with these participants to their job right. when they very first start off?
In Florist, we currently have 3 employees. We have the 2 founders, Melissa Du and Sharon Kane, and then I'm their first employee. So the 3 of us, but we are quickly seeing that we're going to need additional staffing.
Yeah. But we have lots of volunteers, too, that have stepped in and help, because that's a big part of it. We don't want to be just people with different abilities in a group. We want to be a group of people out having fun in Coleman.
Exactly.
Instead of being segregated back and not being out and being
So just for the listeners to know, can you tell us who's on your executive board, so if they maybe know them, then they can get involved?
Sure. Nikki Brooks is one.
Blake West.
Joe Keaton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always call her Joe Bird, but Joe Keaton. Let's see who else.
Bobby Hill.
Yeah, Bobby Hill. Robbie Downs. Jennifer Killian.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
We're visually looking around that table.
Yeah. And they play a really big part with us, just, you know, keeping us on task and helping us to get fundraisers. They are fundraiser guys.
O'Hara.
Carol O'Hara.
So now, do you take donations? Do you take cash donations? Or tell me how that goes and how that money helps your organization.
We definitely take donations, and you can drop by any Coleman Savings Bank and ask to deposit into Flourish's account and do that. Or you can contact us directly. We have a website that's flourishofcoleman.com.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page also.
Yeah, and tell them about Amazon Smile. That is a big way that people are spending money anyways that can donate with us.
So if you go to Amazon.smile.com. Mm-hmm. You can put in your favorite nonprofit, which we want you to pick Flourish, and a percentage of what you buy will be given to Flourish.
And it needs to be Flourish of Coleman.
Yeah.
There's another company called Flourish, so it's important to have the rest on there.
Yeah.
But it helps our clients, because there's so many of our participants at this point that we're scholarshiping.
Yeah.
So we just had a fundraiser here a few weeks ago, and that has allowed us to provide at least 50% more scholarships, which gives them counseling. We're doing men's and women's groups, so because they don't understand, like, if they want to know about dating, hey, that's a big thing. You know, this is big. How do I get a boyfriend? How do I get a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, so we can talk about it in those groups. We have a counselor that comes in because, as you heard earlier with Lee, depression's a big part of this.
Exactly.
And how do I go on?
Yeah. Anxiety.
You know, the anxiety. So we have that available. And our social group, we have our participants, plus we have other folks, you know, you're welcome to come, anybody that talks with us first.
Yeah.
Not just anybody. can come and join, because they want to be a part of our community. They want to contribute to our community.
They want to have friends.
Right.
Friends is huge. I mean, when you ask them that, that's number one. I'd like to have friends.
Especially after school, because where do you meet friends at?
Right.
It's always at school.
So now, on your Facebook page, do you have your events listed of everything that's going on so everybody can see it?
Yes.
We do. Mm-hmm. And then we have a web page. Don't know how updated it is, because I'm in charge.
But yeah, usually every day, if we have stuff coming up, we'll post updates on things going on, like men's group is tonight, we're meeting at this place, that kind of stuff.
And just to let everybody know, because I'm sure even with this, it being a non-profit organization, that anything they donate is tax deductible.
Absolutely.
So that's
absolutely
huge.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was a big undertaking to get that 501c3.
I know. It's always huge to deal with. But it's so good to have you and the things that you do for the community, and I would love to have you back anytime that you'd like to come back, and we'll talk about it some more and spread the word to the listeners.
Thank you so much.
You're so much. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show. Next, one of the hottest bands in Coleman, you know them as Round 2.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Coleman's Independent Radio is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us on Tuesday night as we present Understanding the Law for 1 hour starting at 6 p.m. Our very own Big D, who also runs the What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, hosts various Coleman attorneys for a discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office. They also take a deep dive into how the system works right here in Coleman County. No law show would be complete without calls from the audience. So go ahead and program the station phone number into your phone now. 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. Then prepare to join us each Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. for Understanding the Law. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. All about Coleman for Coleman.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County.
You wanted the best. You got the best. Ladies and gentlemen, from Coleman, Alabama, it's one of the hottest bands around, Round 2.
Yay!
Welcome in, guys.
Woo! So
there's four of them here. There's two of them not. Ron Simpson, the drummer. Ken. I'm sorry. Where did I get Ron at? And Del Moore, the keyboardist. But in studio, the front man for Round 2, Dave Hayes, is here, along with Greg Burks, Brian Hayes, and Gary Evans. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Man, so what's going on with Round 2 lately?
We have been busy. We have a lot of shows. Actually, we've got, five shows coming up in April?
Wow.
Several more already lined up for May and June. July, we just talked to some people out here in the lobby, possibly doing one in September.
Look at there.
So we are staying active.
Now, you know, I do get like a little fee for the Big D Radio Show when you get a book in here, don't you?
Right.
Like maybe a RB sandwich or something.
We'll take you to one of our barbecue joints that we like to go to, and we actually ended up getting a free meal.
Well, hey, so, how about that?
I will not plug any one particular barbecue.
Okay.
But needless to say,
if it's in Coleman County, there's only like 20,000 of them.
Exactly. And I'm related to one of them, so I better not say anything.
And he was actually here last
week.
And
let me say this about Ken Simpson. I'm a percussionist, and I play percussion with him in the Coleman Community Band. So, hey, you got you a rock star there.
We do, yes.
We learn something every week. So Dave, do you want to kind of tell us about round two and how it began in a short...
you want the short version.
Is there a round one? No, I'm kidding.
1905.
Actually, to understand round two, we have to go back to 1927.
Well, I'm sorry. I was close.
Round two came out of another band, actually. When I was in high school, and you may remember them at Coleman High School back in the early 80s, there was a band there called Threshold. The lead singer was Buddy Tanner, and they had a class reunion coming up, and so Buddy wanted to put the original band back together. And so it was Buddy Tanner, David Walker, Larry Gambrel, a couple other guys. And so they were rehearsing, practicing, getting ready for this. It's been like 25 years since they had played together. It's been a while.
Actually, I think it was my class reunion.
It may have been.
It was.
Larkwood Club.
Yes, it was.
So Buddy starts putting the band together, and they're doing their regular rehearsals, and... As an in-between, Buddy said, well, he'll get with the bass player, which was Pat White, said the two of them would get together and play acoustic guitars, and that's where the name Round Two came from. You'd have the first round with the full-on rock and roll band, and then Round Two would be the acoustic act. So Buddy and Pat are practicing. We get wind of it. Brian and I are always listening for music and going to watch people practice and play and all kinds of stuff. So we get wind of their practice. We go to the practice house, listen to Threshold actually practice, and then once the gig was planned and over and done with, Buddy wanted to continue with basically two guys on a bar stool playing acoustic guitars. So Brian goes to practice and just to hang out and listen to him.
Right.
And before he left that night, he was singing harmony parts with him, and he was in the band. So... He's the oldest remaining member of round two now. So So then it was the three of them, and I stopped by to listen to them practice. They're doing Seven Bridges Road, and so I sing the high part on that. And Pat's wife, as I was walking to the microphone, she said, "Don't get sucked into this. They'll keep you. So sure enough, I sang the high part. We had four-part harmony going. And before I left that night, I was part of the band. So then there's four of us. And then we added Dale Moore later on the keyboards. We were actually doing a wedding over in Gunnersville. And Dale was doing the music for the wedding. And we were the music at the reception. Okay. And I asked Buddy, I said, well, you know, Dale is already here. Can he sit in with us? And so he sat in, played his music, and Buddy's like, hey, you know, he's a keyboard player. So then there was five. Long story short, can't make it really short. We had some personnel changes. People came and went. We've added a guitar player who came and went. Buddy had to leave for a short time, came back, and then said he could no longer play. Greg sat in with us. We did it was something for the hospital. I can't remember what it was. And so he played guitar with us that night. And then when Buddy dropped out, so it was me and Brian and Greg and Dale. And so we continued in that format with just the four of us for a little while. And we decided we needed some extra help here and there. And Ken Simpson was actually Dale's drummer when they played together in college in the late 70s.
How about that?
And so Ken said, let me sit in with you. This will be great. He sat in with us. He's been playing with us ever
since.
He'll
get sucked in.
He got sucked in. So the four became five. Then we decided we picked up a gig up in Decatur. We play the Alabama Jubilee Hot Air Balloon Festival that they do at Point Mallard. And we knew that we needed a big bottom end to go with the drums and everything. And we talked to Gary because we thought, hey, if somebody's got a big bottom end, that's going to be Gary. So
is that like Fat Bottom Girl?
That's exactly it.
All right, just asking.
So we call Gary, he's a guitar player, but he also had a bass. And he sat in with us and played bass, and we thought, man, this is great. So the five became six, and it's the same six that we've been playing with now for –
Since May
is when Gary was the final piece to all this. So that's where we are now. We started out as two guys with acoustic guitars, and now there are six of us, and we've got drums and bass. And what's great about adding Gary, though, is the fact that we've added another voice.
Exactly.
So before it was four of us, and now we have five voices. And it's great. We, you know, give some rest. Right. You don't have one person trying to sing for 4 hours.
And Bobby, if you'll slide in here over here with me, I know that you and I, we've talked about round two before in the past on the BD Radio Show, but it's just, you know, we've talked and we've said that it's just really incredible to know that these guys are true professional musicians.
Absolutely, they are. Each one of them, their own right, is a professional, and they can all perform individually, I mean, as far as I can see. And they all have various styles of music that they play and do, and they're all involved in worship music of some kind.
Exactly. So and I know everybody in Coleman has seen you. They've had to, because you play at every festival just about in Coleman every year. But you know, Dave,
which we have Strawberry Fest coming up
exactly.
soon that we're going to be.
So, and let me say something about that real quick. So last year I went, okay, and this is what I thought. Greg took over. Greg was the most incredible guitar playing guy up there. It was unbelievable. Not for me to see, but everybody in the crowd. You're a true musician. And you're a great musician, and the things that you can do on that guitar is incredible. So I mean, it's just a shout out to you. It's great. Now, overall, you're all incredible musicians.
Well, let me say this though: I feel privileged to play with them because Gary's been into music his whole life.
Exactly.
My brother Brian has been playing. He started in junior high school band playing. He's a saxophone player. Did you know that?
I did not know that, and I love the sax.
He wanted to play the drums, and they told him they already had too many drummers, so he took up the saxophone. So he played saxophone all the way through junior high and high school and reads music and all that good stuff. Greg, when we were in high school together, he was a musician. He was always playing guitar, playing in bands, and Ken has a master's degree in music. Dale has a master's degree in music. These are musicians. And I had no inkling to be a musician. I was the jock in high school.
Right.
I played sports. And I realized right at the end of my high school career, I've got no more sports to play. And some good friends of ours, Brian Kane and Rodney Walker, had always played guitar. And they said, if you'll buy drums, we'll start a band. So I bought a set of drums, taught myself to play, and I've been playing music since then. I do it on the fly and just do the best I can, but these guys are really, really good at what they do. And so they make, you know, I'm just a singer. I pick around on some other instruments, but I'm just a singer. And they make it easy to sing because of the musicianship that these guys have. And so I just jump in there, and they're doing all the hard stuff.
I would say he's not just a singer. He is a singer.
you're an incredible singer, and the range that you have is just unbelievable. And for anybody to go out and watch a band, whether you're a homemade garage band, and to hear those people sing, but then to come out and see Dave Hayes sing, it's just incredible. So, I mean, we love to see
you. Like I said, them being musicians. My brother and I have been singing together now for close to 30 years, I guess. He was a drummer in bands for years, and I was a drummer in bands for years. And because our voices are so similar, the harmonies blend perfectly. Greg's voice range is a little different than ours, and Gary's voice range is a little different. So, and then Dale's voice is different. So you've got five distinct voices. And we blend together. It's just, it's really easy when they make it easy.
Right.
And so the blend goes beyond the musicianship. I mean, to really be a part of round two, each person is a fit. You know, I mean, we're not your typical band members that have big egos or.
Right.
Well, maybe Dave a little bit. But we're all a good fit. And that's how, you know, I mean, we may not be the best musicians, but we're the best fit for round two. I mean, right.
But just, and that's exactly right.
You know, and that's how Ken came on. You know, it's not just, hey, we need a good drummer or we need a good bass player. It's the ones that come in that fit with the group. And that's the longevity, I guess, of us when, when you see other bands. Well, who's playing with who now? Oh, I thought you were playing with, you know, this other band. And anyway, that's part of it.
And I think the biggest thing for Brian is just keeping Dave straight on stage. Is that right, Bobby?
Well, I have been known to swing from rafters and jump off speakers and stuff. Back when I was much younger.
Now, was that back when the what was it, Stone Dogs or something?
Actually, before that.
Okay.
Well, I could say he's the cutest in his kilt.
That's right.
Well, there you
That's
go.
That's right.
You got to come see.
You can't pull off a kilt. Yeah, you got to do it. It's got to be just right.
So, did you wear underoos up under that or what?
I mean, I'll not tell.
Okay.
I'll not reveal whether I'm a true Scotsman or not.
A yellow Speedo.
Something like that. Now, speaking of Speedos, since you brought it up, every band has these road stories. So I'm going to tell you a quick road story. Years ago, this was 20 years ago at this point, band I was playing in. This was back in the day of the Holy Jeans, which has made its return now. So we're wearing jeans that are holes from top to bottom. And I wore boxer shorts under mine just to make sure that everything was covered. Right. And regular underwear under the boxers just to make really sure. At the end of a night on one of our shows, we're playing down in Kimberly, and I look at the other singer and I said, hey, let's do the last song in our underwear. And he's like, I'm only wearing little tighty whities. I said, okay, never mind then. We'll just forget that. And he said, no, let's do it. So the music starts. Brian's the drummer. The music starts. We jump off from backstage. I'm in boxers. I've got Tigger boxers on, so I'm good to go. Well, Mark jumps out on stage in his little tighty whities. The crowd goes crazy. The middle of the song, the owner of the club comes up and fires us in the middle of the last song for being on stage in our underwear. So there you go. Underwear stories.
All right, so Jay, if we will, we're going to go.
I mean, if Ian Anderson, if Jethro Tull do it, why can't y'all do it?
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
all I got to say about that.
But. Red Hot Chili Peppers come out wearing a sock. So
there you go.
Know, I'll leave it at that.
Well, we're going to actually go to a break real quick, and when we come back, they're actually going to perform for us right here in the studio. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
I actually picked a song out for him, too. So.
Let's hear it.
Horrible audio quality, but I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band from the Moody Blues.
Finally, a station you can turn on and leave on. We're Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
If you're like me, your most favorite meal of the day is probably breakfast. And coming up on April the 8th, you have your chance for an all-you-can-eat breakfast and help out a great cause. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day is coming up Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School Lunchroom. Get your tickets from any Coleman Kiwanian or at the door. They're only a $7 donation, and it's all-you-can-eat pancakes with all the trimmings. You remember coming to Pancake Day as a kid. So now, round up your kids and come to the Coleman High School Lunchroom Saturday, April the 8th for the Coleman Kiwanis Club Pancake Day. For more information, visit the Coleman Kiwanis Club Facebook page. The Coleman Kiwanis Pancake Day, Saturday, April the 8th at the Coleman High School Lunchroom. Coleman Kiwanis, helping the children of the world and Coleman County.
I guess I'm going to have to go tell them the break's over. Hey, guys, the break's over.
Wow, the break is over.
I was telling you the music was fading out.
This is called live radio.
I wouldn't have it any other way. So, look, you're welcome back to the Big D Radio Show, round two. Actually, brought some guitars in here, and they're going to play. Hey, look, you know, like they don't play just country. Like, they play rock and 70s and 60s.
You mean you're actually going to have me mix music back? Well, this is kind of sad.
Yeah.
I trust them.
Oh, they're great. So, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only round two. That is the guys of round two. Incredible music. Thank you guys for being in on the Big D Radio Show. Look, all we need is one of those applause buttons. So look, they do have a Facebook page, round two. So if you would like to contact them and have them to come play at your event, your wedding, whatever you have, you can contact Dave Hayes right there on the round two Facebook page. So make sure you do that. Thank you, gentlemen, for being in studio. I appreciate it very much. And look, we only went about 30 minutes over on the show. Yes. So, hey, man, that's the usual Big D night right there.
We less than 30.
So, Bobby, if you
what am I going to do, dock your pay or something?
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm down to $500,000, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, if you will, just lead us out with prayer, brother.
Yes, Almighty God, our Father, the Creator of the universe, how amazing your grace is, and your mercies are new every day, and your love is extravagant. We are so, so blessed and so privileged to be loved by you. And we thank you for revealing yourself to us, for allowing us to know you through your Spirit who abides within us. And so we are excited and ask you to continue to unfold the knowledge of you and give us every opportunity to show forth your glory in this world in which we live. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Bobby. Don't forget, April 29th, April 30th, it's going to be the Live 95.5 Battle of the Bands at the Coleman County Fairgrounds. It's going to be a two-day event. Make sure you check out our Facebook page to keep updated. We are going to have a car show. We're going to have booths for arts and crafts. We're going to have an area for the kids to play at. We're going to have food vendors there. I mean, it's just going to be a great two-day event.
And I haven't told y'all this yet, but I need y'all to stay about 5 minutes after the show because we need to have a little meeting on that.
Hey, so we can do that.
So I have stuff to show you.
So, you know, and it's just one of the things that all musicians here on the Big D Radio Show talk about is that there's no venues really in Coleman for anybody to play at. So we decided once again for the third year to bring this together.
Hey, but
so,
you know what? At least we have a radio station now where the guys can play out.
Exactly.
So there you go.
So everybody bring your kids out. All your family come out. It's 2 days of nothing but great music. It's April 29th and 30th, Coleman County Fairgrounds. We're going to be selling tickets online, and we'll keep you updated. And, I mean, we're going to give you a great price for 2 days. So make sure you check that out.
I want to tell everybody who's listening that I am looking at the hour of music coming up. And it is one of the best hours of music I think I have ever seen on this radio station, so you should definitely stay tuned. And, you know, the guys were talking a bit, the round two was talking about how some of their members have master's degrees. I've got a great 13-minute set from a certain band coming up that every one of them has doctorates. So,
all right.
And it's a live 13 minutes, so it's pretty cool. You'd stay around for that.
Cool. So we will check you out next Thursday for the Big D Radio Show. And don't forget, Big D will be on next Tuesday with Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. We will see you next Thursday night on the Big D Radio Show. God bless you. And more importantly, guys, why don't you go ahead and take us out a little bit while we're...
There are stars in the southern sky.
You're listening to Round 2.
Southward as you go.
I'm Coleman's Independent Radio, Live 95.
There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the seven bridges roll. Down the sand.
I just got sucked in. I am the newest member of round two. It's Big D over on harmonica.
You're a good fit.
Hey, thanks for being tuned in. We'll check you out next week on the Big D Radio Show. God bless you and God bless America.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
The band that I mentioned earlier that has all PhDs is Chicago. This is live from Tanglewood in 1970. You're listening to Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio.